We've got 26 girls out right now, which is really high numbers for us. So it's good. Everyone seems to be sticking with it. And if we could get all 26 here at once, we've had some illnesses and different stuff come up. But for the most part, we see 24 girls at practice every day at least. So it's been good. I'm really excited. We've got some new girls out that weren't in sports last year, and to see them come out and get involved with something, especially whenever, like, you know, our success was okay last year, but it wasn't anything spectacular. And so we push them pretty hard, but the fact that they're wanting to step up and still be a part of something is pretty awesome.
We've had this discussion in the past, how if you look at Trenton's schedule, the newer type programs, the South Harrisons, the Hamiltons, you've had decent success against them. You can put Brookfield in that as well. But it's the established programs, the Savannahs, the LeBlancs, the Chillicothes, you get down to Lathrop and Plattsburgh, schools like that. You have trouble just getting that victory, that'd kind of be a step in the right direction. How close do you feel like you are to kind of changing that narrative going into this fall?
I do feel like we're pretty close to it. We spent a lot of time this summer trying to step up into some higher competition. We went and saw those programs that were struggling to get those wins against that are more established, and we went and did more summer routines, like kind of like what they're doing. We went down to Branson and saw teams that were definitely at that caliber that we don't normally get to see, but it was a good team bonding experience for them. Right now we're just focused on trying to build that athleticism so that we can execute what we're learning how to do.
You had pretty good athleticism last year, but you didn't have, it's one of the things you either have or you don't. You didn't have great size at the net, so you didn't have great ability to kind of get to the net and finish off points. Is that improved this year, or is that still kind of an area where you look at and say, we're going to have to be good defensively this year?
So we definitely, we haven't had a lot of size change, so we're still kind of short at the net. Something we're trying to do to maybe fix a little bit of that is we've thrown some workouts in to really help with verticals. So if we could get an extra 2 to 3 inches that girls didn't have last year, I think that's going to change the way we hit, and that's going to allow us to be a little bit more aggressive. I think defensively we struggle sometimes only because we are too lenient on the attack. So our goal is to just try and get a stronger attack, and then that would force them to maybe not be so strong coming back at us, and that's going to help our defense on the back end.
How much does it help that it's not your first year with the program anymore? The girls know you, you know the girls. Just you get that out of the way, and now it's kind of your program. How much does this, that continuation of what you want to do, help the program this fall?
It seems like it's been a big step right now because girls came into practice knowing what to expect. It's really changed the tempo first day. I felt like that was the best first day I've had almost since I've been coaching. Yesterday was just really a great day for us, and today we just fell right in suit with it and kept at it. The girls also seem to be more knowledgeable about the way that I like to run our offense and stuff, so instead of having to fine-tune as many things, they kind of already know what to do, so that allows me to kind of teach them the next step. So now we can tweak things and maybe make it run a little cleaner.